Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today. Looking forward to our journey as we face the issues. Let me remind you that telephone number, in the event you would like to call in and put in, as some call it, your 2 cents worth, we'd love to hear from you. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're going to be talking about today, it's in a question form, are Christians simply the dregs of society? Are Christians the dregs of society? That's what Joe Biden says. Joe Biden says that believers, Christians, are the dregs of society. That should give you an encouragement today. If you have on your agenda to vote for Joe Biden as president, that should jar you if that doesn't, nothing can. Joe Biden believes that Christians are dregs of society. We're going to talk about that today and what's in store for America as far as Christians and Christian liberties and the church, Christian churches, Christian schools and organizations. What stands in jeopardy in relationship to our ministries if Joe Biden is elected president? That's the subject today, and I pray that you'll join in the dialogue and the discussion. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. It's Jesus himself that said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus identifies truth twofold. He says, I am truth in John 14:6. And then in John 17:17, Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should get our attention. It's the truth of the Word of God that should cause every Christian to sit up and analyze what's taking place in society today and make the determination and decision on all that we do based on what the Word of God says. It's the guidebook. It is the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway. May I remind us that's the way we need to see the Word of God. It's the truth book. It was the secularist George Orwell a number of years ago that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see taking place today in society. The disdain, the absolute hate for those that speak the truth. And generally, ladies and gentlemen, you find that as being in the Christian community. And I believe that's the reason the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden in particular, has taken the position that the Christians are the dregs of society. We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast. Before we get into further dialogue and discussion about truth and about the issue of today, let me remind you that we would love to have you in person for our worship services this Sunday. We have the Bible study hour at 9:30. That's Sunday school, as some still call it. Sunday school at 9:30. At 10:45, we have the morning worship. And at 7 o'clock, we have 7 o'clock p.m., we have the evening worship services. If you're looking for a church home where the gospel is preached verse by verse by verse, where we still adhere to the wonderful gospel singing, that you can hear the words and it honors and edifies the Lord Jesus Christ, then we'd love to have you. We have visited with you by way of radio. We would love to see you in person and have you as our special guest on a Sunday morning or a Sunday evening in our worship services. First Conservative Baptist Church is located exactly 1 mile south of I-295 on Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. We'd love to have you this Sunday, 9:30 for Bible study, 10:45 for the morning worship, 7 o'clock for the evening worship. If your church is still closed, we're open, have been. We have determined that we're going to honor Christ and not bow to the whims and wishes of the secularist government that wants to destroy the body of Christ. So let me encourage you to come and worship with us. If your church is still closed, we're open. If you're looking for a church home, we're open. If you're looking for a church where the word is preached without fear or favor, we're open. Looking forward to having you worship with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a dogmatic statement that I share with you each and every day on this broadcast because it's important to me, and I pray that it is to you. And it's dealing with truth. Faithful Christians seek the truth, to listen to the truth, to learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that we're seeing the era that this is going to come to a full fruition and a full reality, even in America, where we'll be called upon to defend the truth, even in the face of persecution and prosecution. And that's what we'll be talking about today in this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment. They can answer all of your questions about professional landscape lawn care equipment as well as equipment for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's right where you find the gigantic flagpole with All Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You'll find that 165-foot flagpole with that flag flowing at the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you Christians and conservatives and patriotic Americans who've been deceived into believing that Joe Biden would be the best candidate for president, perhaps you should look at a little better, look a little more deeply, look at a little more closely at Joe Biden's anti-God, anti-church, anti-Christ, anti-Christian beliefs and practices. Yeah, I know many of you listening today, perhaps you've already voted for Biden, but I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden is not anything but a shell. He is the Trojan horse. He is simply being manipulated by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party to put him in office. He is a face for the public. He has no answers. He has no ability to carry out the things that he is stating that he will do for society. He says he's going to bring us together. He feels that Donald Trump has separated people and he's going to bring us together. Well, how are you going to do that if you call Christians the dregs of society? How are you going to bring America together if you are going to disparage and attempt to prosecute and persecute and minusculize Christians in America? But that's exactly what Joe Biden is all about. We all, ladies and gentlemen, may I say that all of America, that we need to understand, that we need to be aware of the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats and what they're doing. You remember they removed God from their platform just a couple of years back. You recall that during their televised DNC, the Democratic National Committee convention, there was no mention of God. Nobody prayed. Nobody referred to God. Contrarywise, just about every speaker for the Republican National Convention said something about God. God bless America and God bless the president, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats, if they're in charge of the presidents in America, American Christians will be openly persecuted and prosecuted. Joe Biden has said, ladies and gentlemen, that the HB 5, that's the House Bill 5, it was passed in the U.S. House of Representatives by 240 votes. That included five, I believe it was either five or eight Republican votes, 240 votes, May of 2019. And ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has said that the essence of that bill, HB 5, will be his platform in making the determination. In fact, he said it'd be his first priority. Ladies and gentlemen, I've printed out the pretty large, pretty extensive HB 5 called the Equality Act. It was passed by 240 votes. It is cited as the Equality Act. Ladies and gentlemen, they took the 1964 Civil Rights Act and went through the entire 1964 Civil Rights Act, and every definition, every section, every subsection, they inserted the words including sexual orientation and gender identity. They inserted that, ladies and gentlemen, and each and every, without any equivocation, each and every section and subdivision of that bill, of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, in the new bill called the Equality Act, House Bill 5. And ladies and gentlemen, it's Joe Biden that says that Christians are the dregs of society. He's the one that made that statement. We need to understand that. Let me just read it to you. Biden threatens religious liberty, suggests that Christians with certain traditional values are dregs of society. This article says liberals often mock conservative Christians for supporting a notorious sinner and philanderer in Donald Trump, but the left has grown increasingly hostile to biblical Orthodox Christianity. Democratic nominee Joe Biden represents an insidious threat to the religious freedom of conservative Christians. He also represents a threat to Roman Catholics, even though he himself is a practicing Catholic. How could this be? This article reads, Biden's rhetoric and policies single out those who adhere to the traditional religious beliefs and moral convictions, aiming to limit their ability to live by their conscience and ostracizing them from public society. The Democrat may outwardly campaign on a platform of unity and diversity, but his candidacy truly represents, quote, a threat to the traditional religious beliefs and believers in America. Further, the article states, the most recent evidence of this insidious threat came last week when Biden's staffer suggested that traditional religious beliefs that homosexual acts are sinful and marriage is between one man and one woman should be considered taboo, as to disqualify anyone from serving on the Supreme Court. Further, ladies and gentlemen, it was in a 2018 speech, Joe Biden described conservatives who oppose the LGBTQ activism as dregs of society. He says there's a small percentage of American people, virulent people, who of them, some of them, are the dregs of society. Further, he says, Biden again spoke with the HRC in June of 2019. On the occasion, he called the Orwellian Equality Act his first. Now, they're calling the Orwellian Act, Equality Act, that's the name of the bill, Equality Act, House Bill 5. Google that anytime you feel that you want to challenge what I'm about to say during the balance of this broadcast. The Equality Act, Biden says, is his first priority. The so-called Equality Act would force biblical Orthodox Christians to violate their conscience on LGBTQ activism. It would also open women's sports and women's private spaces to biological males, undercutting their fair play and privacy. Yet, the Equality Act, Biden said, I promise you, if I'm elected president, it will be the very first thing that I ask to be done. I will send a message around the world, not just at home. Joe Biden's opposition to the discrimination from the dregs of society, this article says, represents a tragically mainstream view in the Democratic Party. Last year, the Democratic National Committee adopted a resolution condemning religious freedom defenses. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this article says those most loudly claiming that morals and values and patriotism must be defined by their particular religious views have used those religious views with misplaced claims of religious liberty to justify public policy that threatens the civil rights and liberties of many Americans, including but not limited to the LGBTQ community, women and ethnic, religious, non-religious minorities, according to the DNC. Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, has proven one of the worst offenders. While serving as California Attorney General, Harris refused to defend the state law defining marriage as between one man and one woman, even though Californians had voted for it in 2008. Adding insult to injury, Harris rushed to officiate the first same-sex marriage after a court struck down the will of the people in California. Animus against conservative Christians is a growing problem among American elites, and it arguably fuels the legacy media astounding ignorance of Christian doctrine. Democrats represent this Christian phobia, in political form. Even though Biden is a practicing Roman Catholic, his candidacy represents an insidious threat to all traditional Christian values, including Orthodox Roman Catholic positions on sexuality and gender. Those who support traditional marriage or the biological definition of sex as male or female will find their beliefs demonized, persecuted, and prosecuted, and their religious freedom of speech under fire in a Biden administration. It does not matter that supporters of traditional marriage or biological sex are a rather diverse group, including Roman Catholics, Protestants, Orthodox Christians, Jews. Biden's presidency would represent a threat to all Christians in America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I've gotten your attention. That's exactly the intent, is to get you to sit up, wake up, smell the coffee, understand where America's headed, and our First Amendment right in particular, with religious liberties and the freedom of speech. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, common sense tells you that Christians are the superstars of society. Biden's description of Christians as the dregs of society is essentially Biden baring his fangs towards God's children. Also, his attack ads on the TV are full of lying, accusing, and deceiving. And lying, accusing, and deceiving are core traits of Satan.
Absolutely. And it's antithetical to what he says. It belies everything that he says in some of his public addresses, where he says that he's the peacemaker. He wants to bring all Americans together, and yet subdividing, segregating, segmenting, and trying to persecute and demean the Christian portion of society today. I find it antithetical to anything that would cause any Christian, any conservative, any patriotic American to think even the first time, much less the second time, about casting a vote for Joe Biden. You're exactly right. And we need to recognize that it is a demonic threat to religious liberties and freedoms in America by this one person, Joe Biden, that seems to have gotten so much traction by lying and deception. And it's going to take an overwhelming, ladies and gentlemen, it will take an overwhelming outpouring of Christians and conservatives and patriotic Americans to cast our ballots for President Donald J. Trump by or before or upon the deadline date of November the 3rd. Used to, we could say, on election day, November the 3rd, where we're in election process now. The advance election starts for the state of Florida on the 19th. It's already started, I believe, the other day. I believe it was on the 12th just a few days ago in the state of Georgia. And several other states have already started. But, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what we're faced with. Here's an article. Democratic National Committee resolution regarding the religiously unaffiliated demography. Here's what it says. Whereas those who loudly claiming that morals and values and patriotism must be defined by their particular religious views have used those views, those religious views, with misplaced claims of religious liberty to justify public policy that has threatened the civil rights and liberties of many Americans, including but not limited to the LGBTQ community, women and ethnic and religious, non-religious minorities. Whereas the Democratic Party is an inclusive organization that recognizes that morals and values and patriotism are not unique in any particular religion and are not necessarily reliant on having a religious worldview at all. And whereas non-religious Americans make up 17% of the electorate, and have the potential to deliver millions more votes for Democrats in 2020, with targeted outreach to further increase turnout of non-religious voters. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Democratic National Committee resolution on the religiously unaffiliated demography in America, they're saying that we're going after the non-religious, which makes up 17%, we're going after their vote, but by doing so, we're going to try to demean and destroy and to marginalize the religious people in America. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that it's time we, as Christians, speak up, stand up, be vocal, visible, valiant, and victorious in our stand, and that stand ought to be at the ballot box and casting our ballot for a president that's done more for religious liberties and the freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, and for the unborn in the mother's womb than any other president in the history of America. If you don't believe that, just go back and do the research. I've done the research. I can speak with authority on that subject because I know what I have researched and what the facts are. And yet we have a lot of these mamsy-pamsy do-gooders today that's so afraid they're going to hurt somebody's feelings. They say, well, we can't talk about our religious liberties and our religious beliefs, and we can't talk about our religious conscience and what the Bible says. It might offend somebody. Well, back in the day that I was growing up, they had the horse shows, and it didn't offend the mules, and yet we weren't concerned about the horse show, and so we're going to discontinue the horse shows. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the mindset today. Because you have the donkeys on one side, we're afraid that we're going to offend them if we take a stand for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This further in this Democratic National Committee resolution, that the religiously unaffiliated Americans are a group that are as much as any other advocate of rational policy based on sound science and universal humanistic values. And notice now, sound science and universal humanistic values, and should be represented, included, and heard by the Democratic Party, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Decision Magazine, October 2020 edition, Franklin Graham's magazine says this in one of the articles. In fact, it's on page 19, coming from Joe Biden. We defend religious liberties against violent extremists, but never use it as a cover for discrimination. Rather, we will restore leadership on the LGBTQ issues and amplify the voices of the LGBTQ persons around the world, end quote. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has said of the Christians, we're the dregs of society. He said his number one goal, his number one aim, his number one agenda, if elected president, is to make law the LGBTQ bill, the Equality Act, House Bill 5, which passed by 240 votes in the House and now is on the table in the Senate with 47 senators having already signed on. All it will take, ladies and gentlemen, is a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrat president for that to become law. And Joe Biden says that is his first priority. Ladies and gentlemen, again, quoting from Franklin Graham in Decision Magazine, this month's edition. It says, thankfully, under the current administration, our religious liberties have been protected and preserved through a number of executive orders and the appointment of conservative judges and justices. Through executive actions, the right to life for the unborn and the freedom for Christian organizations and professionals to practice according to their sincerely held religious beliefs have been advanced and upheld. That's present tense. However, this article reads, as the 2020 election draws near, I have a dire warning for Christians. This wonderful season of progress for the cause of religious freedom and the moral and biblical values we hold dear could quickly and perhaps even permanently be reversed. Voters are choosing between two popular polar opposites in the visions for America. One that threatens to send our country spiraling down the dangerous road of socialism, and the one that promises to uphold the constitutional freedoms of our nation is built upon while making America the envy of the world. Further, the article states, history teaches us that if progressive socialist left can seize power, Christians especially will be targeted. Believers will always suffer, always refuse to bow to the powers of the state if it asks us to disobey Scripture, and the left believes that they can force us to betray our beliefs, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated that better myself. The statement is simply saying that we have a choice, and that choice is between being under the rule, the guide, and the thumb of a president that feels that we are the dregs of society, or under a president that's already shown us his position on the Bill of Rights, and especially the religious liberties and the freedom that we have in our Bill of Rights. This article further states, ladies and gentlemen, the Decision Magazine on page 11. Two candidates also differ on abortion. President Trump has consistently supported the conscience objections of nuns to paying for abortion drug coverage. Biden opposes such exemption, even for faith groups. And while Trump has vowed to appoint judges who will overturn Roe versus Wade, Biden has promised to appoint those who will defend it. Ladies and gentlemen, under House Bill 5, which we're going to discuss further in this broadcast, under House Bill 5, which is the Equality Act, which is the main claim to fame, the main thing that Joe Biden feels is needful in his presidency, that he said would be priority. Number one, the agenda that he has, number one priority, is to make the Equality Act, House Bill 5, become law, the law of the land. In that law of the land, it would prevent any church, any religious organization, any Christian school, any Christian academy, any religious adoption agency, it would prevent those organizations from having anything but the open arm embrace for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, including the paying for abortion on demand through the insurance policies, the insurance that would be issued by many of these organizations that are Christian organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the danger that looms ahead. I realize that we're just about 24 days now from the election. I realize that many have already cast their ballots. And perhaps you as a Christian, you as a listener, perhaps you've already cast your ballot for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. If so, pray that God will forgive you. That's all I can say. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're faced for a horrific future in America from Christian perspective if Joe Biden ever sees the light of day of the presidency of the United States of America. Even if he's elected president, may I say, as I have said several times on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, he is simply a Trojan horse. Kamala Harris, within 90 days of the election, if Joe Biden wins, within 90 days, Kamala Harris will be the de facto president of the United States of America, simply because they will declare Joe Biden incompetent, for which he is. They will enact the 25th Amendment, which, as of today, Nancy Pelosi has claimed that she wants to set up a committee to study the health of President Trump to then be able to enact the 25th Amendment to put him out of office. But, ladies and gentlemen, time won't allow, and that's not the purpose of this broadcast today. But in the examination of the 25th Amendment, it's an impossibility for Nancy Pelosi to by the law of the 25th Amendment, it's an impossibility for her to enact that, try to put the president out of office. It is simply rattling sabers and trying to get the attention of the American public to prevent well-thinking conservative Americans from voting for President Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, if we want to understand what the Equality Act will do if it becomes law, and Joe Biden says it will, under the priority of his administration. If that is possible, ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, what's at stake for religious liberty? On the issue of religious freedom, the Trump administration has very deliberately tried to establish a favorable record. Since President Trump took office, the Department of Justice, DOJ, has actively intervened in a number of cases involving religious discrimination. And at the Supreme Court, the DOJ argued alongside the ADF, that's Alliance Defending Freedom, and two critical religious freedom victories protecting free, faithful Christians from being coerced to express themselves in conflict with their religious beliefs. The DOJ has also filed many briefs in the lower courts supporting First Amendment rights, including cases in which churches have been singled out for special restrictions during COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, people like Bonnell Stutzman, the florist in Seattle, Washington, where she's been persecuted and prosecuted for 7 years now as a result of saying no on a sodomite wedding. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue this conversation right after the news. Top of the hour news, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Let's face the issues. I'll be right back.
Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.